Well, I think the salient thing that people have to understand, and it's going to be very difficult for them to wrap their arms around it, because essentially people that listen to this platform are American patriots. But I think what they have to understand is the United States, as we have known it for 244 years, that's gone away. When we see riots, when we see civil unrest, when we see racism that clearly does not exist anywhere, shape, or form to the level that is being proffered to us, when you see all of these false narratives, when you see statues going down, when you see the police ostracized from society and they are assaulted, and when you see a beleaguered criminal justice system, and you see that Washington absolutely accomplishes nothing, nor do states or certain cities, then we know that America is in trouble. The time where anarchists and Marxist black nationalists like Black Lives Matter finds resonance with the public in America, that is the time where we look towards neo-socialism, i.e. and fascism, as we saw with Benito Mussolini and Adolf Hitler. And that's the new paradigm for America. And we will fall to moving towards a mass exodus to new political zones. The United States of America as a unified country and people is finished.
The heart and soul of a nation beckons the call. The voice of our forefathers heard in the distance.
A house divided against itself cannot stand.
To reclaim our honor.
Our soul, the challenges of a generation call out. Future generations hang in the balance. We choose liberty. This is the voice of a nation.
Of a nation.
Of a nation.
Of a nation.
And now, Malcolm.
We're talking here about anti-Americanism. And as you just hear the voice up front in the program of Dr. Ron Martinelli, there is a void of facts. We are being misled and really outright lied to, as he was addressing there. It's really not about racism. It's really not about police violence. It's not about any of these things. These are all distractions to really complicate things, because again, the more disillusioned you can make people and the more distracted you can, the easier it is to create chaos, people. And if you have an ultimate plan to do harm or to take something over, you've got to have chaos. Once you have that chaos in place, then what happens is it becomes the new normal. So all this time now, keep in mind, as they've been telling you through the COVID stuff and the pandemic, that this was the new normal, you were also being misled. There was a lot of talk about that new normal, you see. What was really happening here is there is a new normal they're trying to create, but it's a far normal than you and I would ever have imagined. You see everyone out there right now pushing their agenda of what you should be doing or not be doing. Wear your mask, little Johnny. Do this right, little Johnny. Social distance, little Johnny. It's for the better of everybody. You're seeing political leaders, you're seeing operatives, the bureaucracies and Fauci and all of them. And we get it. I'm not here to dispute the mask or any of that business specifically. But you can see this new normal that is being created, especially as I pointed out to you last weekend, when you see someone in the car driving by themselves, driving in the car on the interstate with no one else in the car, and they have their mask fully secured around their face. You know, you've accomplished one hell of an objective at that point. That's called the dumbing down of America. That is the brainwashing that is going on. So you see the bigger point here I am talking about, friends. It is a far bigger scandal, what we're speaking about here. Sure, it's the dumbing down of our nation, but it's also being stolen from us in broad daylight. And why is that? Because we're allowing it to happen. When Dr. Ron talks about, you know, again, this void of leadership, political leadership, that really is where the rubber meets the road. Now, draw out the scenario. We elect these people to office to represent us, you see. And then they spend their lies and their deceit all the way through. And we hear it from sea to shun and sea as they continue to, you know, make their life better. And they're in power positions and they want more power. And you see, we've seen this picture before historically. This is not a new road we're on. I know a lot of you that were just born yesterday believe that this is a brand new road. This has never happened before in human history. It's happened many times before in human history. We're just on a replay right now is what's happening. And the great America is going down the same yellow brick road. You know, I received a video in the other day, a very striking video about Argentina. You remember you had the play there, "Don't cry for me, Argentina," right? Evita Perón and all that stuff, yeah? But this is beyond the play and the theatrics. Bringing it back to Argentina in their prime day in the early 19th century, they were a powerhouse. They could have, in fact, been the America. They could have been the America. In the Southern Hemisphere could have been the, you know, that kind of an America or that kind of an Argentina. I mean, they had great prosperity, great produce and farm and manufacturing and what have you. And they made all the same classic mistakes of putting the wrong people in power. And those people in power wanted more power. And they grab more power. And they do it at the cost and to spite the people, the we the people. So when you hear Dr. Ron talk about these other players over time, there's a history of this happening over time again. You can speak to all of these markets. You can look at the Soviet Union. You can look at Venezuela. You can look at Cuba. You can look at a lot of European nations. And we've seen this play out before. It never ends well. Now, there are a lot of people who believe that America is too powerful to be destroyed. And I know a lot of smart people who really believe that. I mean, they believe that America is too mighty and will never be destroyed. As far as I'm concerned, they're part of the problem because these people are in denial. And it's the worst kind of thing when you see everything crumbling down around you and then you have this powerful group over here who could do something, who could put their hand in and be part of we the people, but yet they do nothing because they think it will pass. Well, history shows us that these kinds of moments in time do not pass. The message is very clear. It is time to wake the hell up. It is time to reach across and get the people you know and wake them up. Because what's happening right now is not a fairy tale and it's not a Rip Van Winkle moment. You're not going to wake up and it's all going to be better. But there are a lot of thoughts in my mind are, you know, is President Trump doing enough? What else could he do? What kind of trouble is election 2020 in? What is the alternative to that? What happens if there is a Biden presidency? Who's in control then? It isn't Biden. Do the Marxists have control of the White House? Who's controlling his strings? We've seen a lot of deceit and deception in the far left Socialist Democrat Party, which is no longer the civilized Democrat Party we used to pleasantly spar with over the years. That party is gone. History. And quite frankly, so is the Republican Party. The GOP is also gone. So both of those parties, in essence, I believe, are history now. And I think you're going to see that more and more ahead. We haven't seen an actual name change yet, but that could happen. They're no longer here, those parties we would have had here 10 years ago. It's the powerful few that are determined to destroy our beloved America. It's the powerful few. There's not a, I mean, I'm not talking, this is not the majority. This is beyond a minority. This is the powerful few. They have a different vision. And the problem is the elected political leaders in office are succumbing to those powerful few. Unless we have political leaders with a backbone in office, we are screwed as a nation if we don't look at that seriously. There's no other way to look at that. I mean, we're a civilized society. We have laws. We're supposed to have laws. We're seeing that crumble right now as well with law and order. We're seeing all kinds of lawlessness. We're seeing civil unrest and right out anarchy everywhere. And it's a daily occurrence now as one mayor tries to outdo the other mayor or one governor tries to outdo the other governor. You know, there are those of us who step back and look at this thing and say, well, clearly reasonable people are going to see this. And well, clearly they're going to know coming into the election of 2020 and they're going to put new people in place. They're not going to really elect here Mayor Jenny Dirtbag in Seattle again, are they? Or do you think that, you know, Mayor de Blasio there in New York, do you think he has a shot again? I mean, are the people that silly? Are they that stupid that they would reelect these people to office? Or look at AOC. She's like, you know, Eva Perón reinvented. That one is, I mean, she doesn't have the blonde here, but she could dye that, you know, but she looks like Eva Perón. I'm talking about her attitude, her mannerisms, what she sees for this nation. We talked about Argentina early, but it's a classic case. She wins her primary handily. She'll probably be reelected. Then you ask why. And that really is the crux of this whole thing, people. The why is because we the people are not in control. And you have a lot of people at home not paying attention. But the bigger problem than all that, which I tell you all the time, but it's a major point, is we have no honorability in our media whatsoever. There is no media. There is no fourth estate. There is nothing. They do not exist, people. You have a propaganda unit that is in line with the socialist Marxist policies. And what kind of crack these people are on is hard to imagine. Now, Dr. Ron said one other very interesting thing about the patriots that are listening to us at America Out Loud. And he knows full well patriots love our network. They love our message. They love what we're about. Absolutely. But that's not going to be enough to win this race, people. It's not going to be enough. As I've said to you for a long time now, I've said this well before this current crisis. I've begged you and pleaded with you to invite your friends on the left in. I'm talking about the independents, the moderates, the left of center. Those people who still care about America, because that's where an election is going to be won or lost. And if we're going to reach the people who don't pay attention, because if we don't get to those people, they're going to continue to elect the de Blasios and the dirtbags and the rest of them, you see? And that's what we've got in office. And a lot of your local political leaders are of that type. For whatever reason, this country on the local level has been attracted to these socialists. It's hard to fathom this and get this through our minds that that's the case, but it is the case. And they keep electing the same clowns. They keep doing them damage. I feel like we're a bunch of those little pincushion dolls that you stick the pin in and you say another, ow. Here's another one, you bastard. Ow. And isn't that what we're doing? Aren't you sitting home doing that too? You know, there's one for you. Ow. And we just keep doing that again and again and again. And then you want to come crying to me and talk about, well, what's going on in America? Damn, I can't figure it out, people. What the hell is going on in America? You know, this whole thing about history and pulling our history apart, there's a mission to this. We've seen this again as well. This is a replay. You can just run the tape from totalitarian nations and regimes before us. And we can see this one is bright as day. And how cannot people figure this out in America? And how can political leaders in Republicans get on air and say, oh, yeah, we agree with that. It's okay to take all that down. Yeah, we'll rename all this. Sure. These people are fools. They are the problem. Just because they have an R doesn't mean they know any better than the ones who have a D, an S, or a C, or an I for ignorant. Doesn't mean any of that. We should all be students of history. This will, at the very minimum, give us a fighting chance But friends, when we allow our children to be brainwashed into a belief system we do not even recognize, we are setting ourselves up for a massive failure, and there will be no United States of America in the future for sure. You can rest assured. So as you take your last breath before you go to your eternity, know that you've left a shithole for the next generation.
Our global experts are brilliant writers and engaging hosts on a mission of a lifetime. You'll find the latest news and inspiration on the front page of AmericaOutloud.com.
AmericaOutloud.com is the voice of liberty and justice for all. As we celebrate our 4-year anniversary, thank you for making it all possible. Well, shouldn't news deliver truth and inspire us to reach higher? With blogs, podcasts, video, and 24/7 talk radio on our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. We are the vision of the voices, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Listen to Malcolm, the voice of a nation, on iHeartRadio or our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa.
So we're talking up front here about Dr. Ron, and, you know, he has a piece, and we'll talk about it a little bit more later on, but one of the excerpts I want to read you here says, overnight, the United States of America became Venezuela, Cuba, China, North Korea, and the former Soviet Union. That is not the United States I and my family and friends wish to live in, and we won't. And then you start thinking, as I said to you last week there, friends, you know, where's freedom beyond this? If it's not here in America, and it's funny, I've been talking to my two teenage kids about this, and they're right up to speed on current day events. And where do we go from here? They said, how about Iceland, Dad? You know, Iceland, or is it the Antarctica, maybe? Or maybe it's another planet somewhere with Elon Musk. And you begin to think about the value of America and the value of what we take advantage of, our liberty here. And then you begin to see here, this thing is crumbling fast, you know. And so I mentioned the fall of Argentina up front, and then you see all these other things that Dr. Ron references here about Venezuela, Cuba, China, North Korea. And, you know, Ron, I had put some of that out in social media comments over the past couple of weeks, some of these comments about these Venezuela, Cuba's, China's, North Korea, and Soviet Union, etc. And some of the response people will say back as well, but Malcolm, that didn't happen overnight, because you had also referenced in your piece overnight. But let's explain what that means, Ron, because here's what we're talking about here. Overnight meaning, no, this thing has been building for decades. I think you would agree with that. But the overnight thing is that, like, somebody came in the room and quickly turned the light on, because all of a sudden you've got these big movements that are happening simultaneously to take our nation down. Relate to that, Ron. What's going on?
Well, sure. And when I use the term overnight, you know, it's just a term. It's just a term of rhetoric to capture attention. And you know, if our listeners read anything else that I've written, or they've been on Talking While Married, they know that we've talked about that this is at least a three generational plan to make this happen. But I think you're correct when you properly state overnight is a temporal reference to all of a sudden people are waking up within the last, you know, month or so after the death of Edward Floyd in Milwaukee, and all of a sudden they said, oh my God, the whole country's gone to hell. Well, wait a minute. This has been going on in bits and pieces steadily for the past 40 years, you know, the destruction of our educational system, not teaching civics, teaching revisionist history, defiling the United States, making us the bad guys, bringing in dysfunctional politicians, the Gang of Four, you know, the AOCs, the Talibs, the Omars, you know, people like that steadfastly have a plan to destroy the republic and the democracy of the United States of America, and they're doing a pretty good job. And one of the problems that we have, that I've also discussed and written about, is there is a consistent historical disengagement, uninvolvement of people that are conservatives or even right-leaning moderates, and they do not vote. They stay at home. They let other people vote. They don't engage in the process where the people that would seek to destroy this country fully engage. Who are the people out there that are fully engaged? It's not the conservatives. It's not the Republicans. It's the demonstrators, the protesters, the anarchists, the Black Lives Matter people, the Marxists, the fascists, the new socialists, the National Socialists. And those aren't white supremacist people. The new National Socialists are all of the people that I've just discussed. You don't need to be a white person or be a white supremacist to be a National Socialist. And if people would just crack open a book, if they would just read history, if they would see what's happening in the country today and compare and contrast that to the 30s and 40s when we had fascism and when we had National Socialism, and under Adolf Hitler, he wasn't a conservative, he was a National Socialist. And when you go back and you look at the acronym Nazi, N-A-Z-I, that is German for the National Socialist Workers' Party. Does that sound conservative to you? Okay, it wasn't. And look what happened. Tens of millions of people were killed. People were sent to the camps. People voluntarily went to the camps. Other people turned in people to send them to the camps. And so we know, because we have such a strong military, we know that the United States of America will not be invaded from foreign actors. It can only be invaded and destroyed from within. And our enemies know this, and they know that for America to fall, for the Democratic Republic of the United States of America to fall, it has to be done by Americans against Americans.
Yeah. And they've done that remarkably well, as I've been telling folks over the last few days here about pitting American against American. What they've done, Ron, is they pit Republican against Democrat, man against woman, that's the Me Too movement, the black against white, that's their calls and claims of racism. They are very, very effective at pitting one against the other here. So we become really fighting like cats and dogs. And I've been sharing with folks that a lot so they understand what's really going on. You bring up a really good point that's now been pointed out to me three times in the past couple of weeks now, and it's now in my mind on my front burner here. And I want listeners to, I want to point it out, people, to you, what Ron says again and again. I've had this said to me from three other smart people who've said to me, Malcolm, the Republicans, those conservatives, those others who are not voting, there's like a whole bunch of those. What's that number, the percentage again, Ron? What are we talking, 20%, 25%?
Yeah, it's constantly between, constantly, historically, right. All the polls, right. 20 to 24%.
Okay, all right, so in that range, so if we've got about, so we're talking about a quarter of that group there that at least know or understand, and then they don't get involved. Now, I think oftentimes, why is that, Ron? I'm thinking to myself here, okay? And I'm thinking, well, I think what I thought years ago, Ron, my thoughts back then were, there were a lot of people who just, and they told me this actually, I didn't just think of this, but they would say to me, yeah, they can't really change the system. Their vote really didn't mean anything. And people would say that to me, 10 years ago and 5 years ago. And they'd say, listen, it really doesn't matter what I think. I can't change Washington anyways. I can't change these people. And so I'm not going to get involved. Now, the problem is, that's like a measles. You get that one, or chicken pox. You get that one chicken pox, and then it just spreads, and you get more of those people thinking that way, Ron. And now you got a real problem happening, you see? And I think that's what we have, is we have a bad case of the chicken pox, don't we?
Yeah, and it just doesn't work that way, because when you give up when you don't vote, you give up that vote, and you allow another person to vote that could be 180 degrees in opposition to what your values are and what you would like a merit to be and to become. And so, you know, this is a horrible situation. And when you look, just take a look at the 2016 election, how close that election was. If you take a look at gubernatorial elections, if you look at Senate elections and congressional elections, these are literally won by points. By single digit points. And so if we have 20 to 24% of conservative America deciding not to engage in the voting process, which is our sacred right, we are giving up our freedoms, because we are going to allow other people to come in and vote for us, that would vote for politicians that would seek to remove our freedoms. And eventually we're going to get benevolent dictators.
That's what's happening. And you say it so well there, but I want people now to focus in on what Ron says there, please, what Dr. Ron puts out there, and everybody understand that. All right, so we've got to get, Ron, what you're saying is we've got to get the right of that aisle totally engaged. Because, Ron, out of that 25%, let's just take a moment here, because this is what I call a strategic solution. And we got to find these strategic solutions, Ron, that can help us along the way. And this is one of those. So here's the thing. Out of that 20-25%, Ron, if we could get even 10% of those, 15% would be lovely, but if we could get 10% of those people to engage and put the bag of potato chips down and get off the sofa, and maybe they're not even doing that, maybe just put on some glasses and really pay attention, or maybe just understand that your vote really matters because you listened to us today, or maybe we could get that through to you. But if we could get 10%, we could win a lot more races, couldn't we?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, look, if you don't want to go down to the voting booth, you've got a problem. Maybe you have a disability. Maybe you're elderly. Maybe you're sick. For God's sakes.
Or maybe you don't like people. Maybe you just don't like people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there could be a myriad of reasons. But for God's sakes, think proactively and at least get yourself an absentee ballot and vote on an absentee ballot and submit that. And then, you know, Malcolm, let me just say very quickly, the other thing that I see, because it's not only federal elections, it's our state and local elections. Just look at these ridiculous governors and the propositions they put forth. I mean, just take a look at the state of California. They elect Brown, they elect Newsom. They voted in for Proposition 47 and Propositions 109 that released tens of thousands of violent felons back into the street and basically killed the death penalty, no punishment for that. And so and what's happened is if just a modicum, like you say, a modicum of people had voted, but even more importantly that, read the ballot propositions, read them. And not only that, look, in many states, they have pro and con discussions. At least spend a half an hour of your life and read those, and then circle which way you want to vote and circle who you want to vote for in your pamphlet. And if you go to the polls, open up that pamphlet and vote the way you circled. Or if you've got your absentee ballot in front of you, at least follow your direction of what you've read. And like you said, if just one half of the 20 or 24% did that, believe me, brother, we would win elections and we would not have the problems at the level that we have them today.
Yeah, because a lot of these local politicians that we're speaking about here are the ones that are allowing this to happen. I mean, setting up the Occupy zones and the autonomous zones and the evil, or just, like you say, releasing criminals back into the population or making a sanctuary city or a state. And then, Ron, you like I probably, and I think most people listening would scratch our heads and say, now, why are they voting for those people again? I mean, like, is that a quality of life? And now really what I wonder, and I don't know that you have the answer for this, but let me go down this road quickly. And you wonder why these people do that. Like, okay, this is clearly not a better life for anybody. I mean, it's not a better life for anybody. I mean, I don't even know who it would be, unless you're just a total brute, criminal, vile, evil. I could put a few more adjectives in there, but I better not, since we're talking to mom and dad here, real people, right, Ron? But, you know, you get the picture there. But what do they really see? I mean, why are they Why do they allow, like Newsom, you mentioned Newsom, but then go to Governor Inslee in Washington State and you see the same clowns they're electing and they're constant stuff, you know. And you wonder, what is it that people see in those politicians? So are the people just not really caring or paying attention? Do the people really like that kind of a life? That would be door number two, by the way. Or door number three is, are the political leaders so effective and so good at brainwashing the public that they're able to feed that medicine to them, back to like the old Mary Poppins thing, one more teaspoonful of whatever the hell it was, right? I mean, what's going on?
Well, okay, and I'm glad you asked that question. I engage with, just like you do. I mean, I engage with all sorts of people every single day. Mm-hmm. And you remember how we started this conversation where I started talking down, and you did too, about the dumbing down of the people in the United States. And this is a three-generational issue where they don't teach civics and they don't teach government. They have, so that's part of the plan. So it's a phased plan, Malcolm. So first of all, they've dumbed down everything and they've dumbed down everybody. And that's outside of all the false narratives. I do not believe it's because these politicians are so articulate and they beguile the voting public to vote for them. I don't believe that. What I believe is people are ignorant, they're dumbed down, and they will vote a straight Democratic ballot. Straight Democratic ballot. So they vote people, they don't vote issues. A lot of times they skip issues because they don't care about the issues, they don't think the issue matters, or it matters to them. But it's really a combination. You know, on Fox News, they had Jesse Waters, and he's the man on the street, and he goes and he asks people in their 20s and their 30s about American government and American politicians and historical references, and nobody knows the answer. And these are all college-educated people. So that shows you what they learn in college, besides the propaganda. But the American public is really dumbed down. And then again, when they engage, it's just everybody that's got Democrat next to their name, a D after their name, it's just tick, 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 tick. And then you get these people like, you know, Governor Newsom or Governor Brown, or you get the Washington governor, or, you know, you get someone like AOC. So when you talk about AOC, and I believe her district is Queens, you get a bartender with zero knowledge of anything, and she gets elected over a several times voted for congressional person who basically didn't engage and drop the ball. And now AOC, I would suggest to you that outside of Nancy Pelosi, she's the most powerful and influential politician in the Congress.
I've been seeing that the last many days. I've seen images of her, very striking. I'm very serious when I tell you, Ron, with images of her kind of double exposed, parlayed over other images of Sanders and other Democrat leaders, Pelosi and Schumer and others. And they've got AOC in front, sort of transposed as like a double, triple image kind of thing. And as I said to you up front, I said to folks in the opening comments, Ron, she, in those images I seen, she looks striking to me, just like Eva Perón. And I have to tell you, I swear to you, somebody sent me the other day a brand new video that was done on the fall of Argentina. They wanted me to see this and how it related to what was happening in America in present day. What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely agree. She's dumb as a rock. She can't read. You notice how whenever she's in a congressional hearing or whenever she speaks, she's always looking at her phone because people are using her as a spokeshole. Those words aren't her words. She's not smart enough to say those things. That's all text, just like Barack Obama. I didn't find Barack Obama to be a particularly intelligent individual. But I did find that he was extremely charismatic. And you notice how he never went off teleprompter. And she's the same way. So you have a charismatic person, AOC, Barack Obama, and you have the puppeteers feeding the information, you know, to her, and it comes out of her mouth as if it's coming from her. And of course, she has her own Marxist socialist ideas, completely defunding the police, and everything like that. But don't forget that these people are merely puppets, and they're being manipulated by third actors and organizations that are extremely well-funded. And I think the majority of Americans and even conservatives really don't capture that. They look at the individual and they don't look at the bigger picture. Who is behind the curtain is far more important than the puppet that spews the rhetoric.
Mm-hmm. And right. So we're listening here, my friends, to Dr. Ron Martinelli. Certainly, I think, one of the very best and knows how to peel this onion. And it's always a privilege to have his voice here. He is part of our movement here at America Out Loud. So let me say a couple of things. First of all, you may or may not know, but Dr. Ron Martinelli is a retired police detective. He's a forensic criminologist, has an amazing career. He's a political analyst now. He is host with his wife, Linda, an amazing couple, Talking While Married. It's a wonderful, wonderful program. It's 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. You'll hear that program on America Out Loud Talk Radio. His book that he wrote, he's really a great writer. But the book that really resonates right now at our moment historically is a book that is called The Truth Behind the Black Lives Matter Movement and the War on Police. Now, one of the things about Dr. Ron Martinelli is he does not pull any punches at all. He does speak the truth. He is always a gentleman, but he speaks the truth. And I think you'll find that with a lot of our experts and our amazing people that we've been so blessed, really, truly blessed to have here on this network here. Truly a gift from God that this ever happened to begin with is all I can suggest to you. But Dr. Ron is certainly at the front of that class. And so that book is, if you want to really understand who these people are, that's the point of this, the Black Lives Matter, the war on police, what had happened. It takes you from Ferguson all the way forward here. That book is in the America Out Loud bookstore. And the reason we have the bookstore there is to connect you all out there with books. And although a lot of these books are on Amazon, his book was recently tossed off because Amazon is part of this Marxist movement of bureaucrats that are trying to dumb America down. Sadly, so is Facebook, Twitter, and the rest of the morons. You know what I'm talking about out there, people. So now you can get it directly from through our site, and we'll link you right to where to get the book. Link for that book and a lot of great books from all of our amazing experts, like Ilana Friedman, we had on the other day. Her books are in there, and Ava Armstrong, and a lot of our fabulous writers, far too many to get into here. And also our leading guests who are on our programs are also in that bookstore. The link is right on the navigation bar. Very easy to get to at AmericaOutLoud.com. You'll see it right there on the left, the bookstore. Go in there and you'll find the best of the best in there. That's the reason we created that environment in there, for you to find the best in class easy without having to look it up. In fact, with Ron's book, when you see the picture of him, your experts are right up front. As if an expert on our platform, you'll see a photograph. Just click his picture there, or his name, Dr. Ron Martinelli. It'll bring you right to the book that we're speaking about, or type in Black Lives or Martinelli, or it'll come up many different ways, and you'll get that book. So anyways, that's how to do that. The article, we're going to talk more about the 12 barometers of trouble in the next many minutes here with you here, is the article that Dr. Ron has out on the platform is The Disunited States of America. It is being read by tens of thousands of people right now as we speak. It is climbing up, and it will end up being, I can guarantee you, it'll be the number one read op-ed on the platform probably this week. I can see it because I can see the trajectory in the first couple of days, and more than likely it will end up there in that spot. And that kind of tells you that, you know, you are writing something that people need to understand and they want to read. And every comment I've seen about this article speaks to people, and they have something passionate to say afterwards. And they're concerned. They're concerned for America. They're concerned for their lives, their families, and what we've got here, what's happening, people. So listen, This is no laughing matter. It is no joke what's going on here. We need you to help us help you and help America. In order to do that, you've got to help us. You've got to get to the platform, to AmericaOutloud.com. You must share the articles, the op-eds, the blogs, the messages there. You must share the shows, the podcasts, everything goes to podcast, as well as my show here does. A couple, 3 days later, you'll find it all on podcast. And you go to the Apple store, Apple Podcast, or any Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, you name it. We're everywhere, people. And figure it out. And you can, of course, get our free apps and listen on talk radio here, Apple, Android, or Alexa. And that's all available to you as well. The bottom line is however you get it, get it. However you do it, do it. Just help us get the message out there. And more so than that, please help us wake the 20-25% of Republicans who are sleeping. Please help us wake them up out of their Rip Van Winkle sleep, please. And then please help us after that go and get the independents and the moderates. Please help us get those people so we can remind them of the dangers as well, to wake them up from their sleep. Yeah, right? We're not going to get the extremists on the left or the right, and nor do we want them, because they are a barrel of monkeys, and we don't need them here in the race. These are the people we need to silence. We don't need to hear their rhetoric and their lies and their deceit. And furthermore, we need to silence the media as well, because I can't tell you the adjectives I would put after I would talk about them next. It would not be good radio at that point, you see. So I need to remain a gentleman. So listen, I'll remain a gentleman. You remain a listener. Stay right there. Be back with Dr. Ron Martinelli after this pause.
What if a new treatment backed by 17,000 scientific articles was proven to extend our lifespan, protect against terrible diseases like cancer, heart disease, and dementia, make us more attractive and thinner, feel calmer and happier, and boost energy levels, memory, and performance? What would you pay for even the smallest dose of this treatment? Well, the good news is you don't have to pay anything, because these are just some of the benefits of a full night of quality sleep. If you're one of the millions of Americans who need better quality sleep, the time to change is now. Until now, most sleep aids haven't worked, but a new, easy-to-swallow sleep gel, invented by the leading nutrition company, Healthy Cell, is designed to support all four stages of human sleep to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake up refreshed. It's called REM Sleep. To get a free two-night supply of REM Sleep, visit healthycell.com/sleep. That's healthy, CELL.com/sleep.
The silent majority has spoken. We say, let the silent voices be heard. You can be the voice of change. Contact our producer at liberty@americaoutloud.com. liberty@americaoutloud.com.
We are joining you back here on The Voice of a Nation here. Talking to Dr. Ron Martinelli. And we are talking about, really, I think, anti-Americanism. We're not talking about, you know, Me Too. We're not talking about racism. We're not talking about the elites. We're talking about anti-Americanism. We're talking about a movement that has really circled the planet and it suffocated America to take America down. And, you know, great presidents and great leaders will come and go, but the people do not. And so a lot of people in that MAGA movement think that he is like a local god, like a rock star celebrator. And that is really not the case. He is a man who works for the people. He's a patriot. He cares about America. But Ron, here's what I want to ask you. My sense is, my feeling is that I get the distinct feeling that, and I could be wrong on this, I don't know, but is it possible, or let me phrase this as a question to you, is our beloved president lost at this moment? Does he seem like he is in command of all, because people in the military tell me all the time that he plays 10-level chess. And I get that. I understand that. And I understand what the others are doing. But does he have his hand firmly in grip on what has to take place here? Or are you concerned that he may be lost? Because I think a lot of people around him are intimidated by him. And I don't think they're giving him really good advice. Talk to me.
Well, there's so many different levels, you know, of this discussion, and I'm a big Trump supporter for many reasons. You know, 90% of what President Trump does, I love. 10%, I want to, you know, beat my head against the wall and grab his BlackBerry and throw it against the wall. But that's his mouthpiece, and he's forced to do that because 93% of the media, historically, since even before he took office, has been against him and been negative. You know, that being said, Trump is the tip of the spear, and he, although he's becoming slowly but surely a politician, he didn't take this job as a politician. He takes no money for this job, and actually he's lost money being president of the United States. He is a true American patriot, and he's the first president, both Republican or Democrat, in my lifetime that has ever come through on his promises and consistently does what he has promised the American people he would come into office to do. And then when you think about all the obstructions for every single thing that this president of the United States has attempted to do, and still looking at the way the economy, vibrant people of color being employed in far greater numbers than ever before, our GDP, the new, you know, trade agreements that we have, he's just done some major things to give America a shot in the arm. But at the same time, that those accomplishments and that motivation and that persona scares the bejesus out of the far left and the Marxists and anarchists that would seek, as we said, you know, the multi-generational plan to destroy the republic and the democracy of the United States of America. So whereas Trump is the target, you know, the number 10 on the target of destruction America, in other words, you know, the 10x of the destruction of America, it is America that they want to destroy. And as I've said time and time again on Talking While Married and in my social media posts, we are in a fight every single day for the soul and the values of the United States of America and what it has historically represented. They try to take that away from us by presenting all the false narratives that we see now. That's why everybody in America is a racist. That's why America is a racist society. That's why it's a white, the government that we have now is a white supremacist government. And that's why they're so ignorant of their history, because all they've had is revisionist history. That's why they would tear down and deface statues of Abraham Lincoln, who was the author of the Emancipation Proclamation that freed the slaves. And so while at the same time, this is how disgusting and how horrible and scary this is, at the same time, in the same week that they would celebrate Juneteenth, which is the signing and the instigation of the an enactment of the Emancipation Proclamation, when the blacks first heard about this pivotal piece of legislation, they are tearing down and defacing statues of Abraham Lincoln.
This whole thing with what they're trying to do and tear it all down, I mean, they are succeeding on multiple levels, Ron. As you just said, they are succeeding. The American people can tell, Ron, when a leader like that is authentic, when he's speaking from the heart. Now, some people have said to me recently, they wish the president would stop the character assassination. It has been said to me in my ear a couple times now over the past week or 10 days. And that could mean a lot of things. It just could mean various points or adjectives or what have you. You agree with that point or not?
Yeah, I do. The president of the United States is an extremely intelligent person. He's an extremely accomplished person on many levels. He's done so many amazing things for the American people and the United States of America, moving us forward. He does not have to do that. That's part of his character. That's part of his persona. You know, you say, you know, if I was advising the president, I'd tell him not to do that. Hell, if I was advising the president, I'd tell him not to do that. You know, the problem with this president is he doesn't really allow anybody
listen.
To tell him
what
to do.
He doesn't listen.
He doesn't listen.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, and that's a weakness, and that's part of that 10% that doesn't resonate with me when it comes to the President of the United States. Hey, look, you don't need to do that. You're the man. All right. You don't need to put other people down. Just point out very professionally what that person's weakness is. You don't have to categorize them by using ad hominems. Just, you know, make your salient arguments and let those arguments stick.
What about the fact that some of his base loves the adjectives and the character assassinations? There's a good part of the movement who enjoy this. They look at that as political entertainment, and the movement itself, a lot of them enjoy that. What do you say to that?
Yeah, you know what the problem with that is? Wow. Is that that is a minority of the people that support the President of the United States. And that's really not the intelligent, that's not the smart man's game. All right. And what he has to do is reach out more to a base of intelligent, articulate people that can spread the word to why Donald Trump is the best president of the United States this coming election, not get down, in the gutter with people that like the ad hominem rhetoric that the president.
Well, because what's happening is that other part of the pie there, they're using it against him, Ron. That's what's happening here, as you know.
Yeah.
And then he can't build that. And you can't win elections when you alienate the middle aisle. You're going to have some troubles here, aren't you? You know, right?
Yeah. And let me just add this. And maybe this has happened with you. I was up in the San Francisco Bay Area last year for a high school reunion, and that has turned completely liberal. So literally everybody was there was liberal, and a lot of people, you know, obviously knew me, my schoolmates, and they knew me from my media presence, and they wanted to have an argument. They would want to have an argument with me, and I didn't want to engage like that. And when you mention positive facts and figures, they turn around, and all of a sudden, because they have no response, you're a racist, or you're this, or you're that, or your president is a racist, and he's a white supremacist. You know, those kind of ad hominems, we don't need that in any civil political discussion. And that's why I wish Trump and those people that those comments resonate with them, I wish they would just all shut up and just have a much more intellectual, articulate conversation.
Well, I know I'm laughing here because I get comments in all the time with people saying what you're saying. I don't respond to those kinds of things. And people will try to bait me in some of the media and stuff when I see them. And I simply don't engage in that sort of sewer rhetoric talk there.
And I think that's intelligent. I think that's the smart man's game. And you're a smart man.
Yeah, well, and I think that's what we've got to try. Again, that's where the president sometimes gets into this other path. And you said it really well when I mentioned his base. One other point on the barometers here, Ron, with the 12 barometers, number 8 on there, significant increases in troubled urban city law enforcement officers retiring and or literally transferring to safer and more welcoming jurisdictions. So they're laterally transferring. Yeah. What do you think about that problem? I mean, what we're seeing now is a historical moment for law enforcement. They're retiring by the droves here, and there's a deficit now where they don't even want to engage with people because they're going to be arrested. It's obvious what's happened here. The Marxists have been very successful with handcuffing law and order. That's a hell of an accomplishment, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's by plan. And thank you for mentioning my Truth Behind the Black Lives Matter Movement and the War on Police book, because I've written extensively in that book about this plan and everything that we're seeing right now. I wrote about in the book. So it ended up being a very prophetic book. But to your point, Malcolm, this is a huge problem for the United States, because remember that law enforcement are the enforcers and protectors of the rule of law. So if you want to break down the democratic system in America, you have to destroy the rule of law. And the only way that you can destroy the rule of law is predicately destroy the protectors and enforcers of that rule of law. And so you see lawlessness in all of these major democratic cities. You notice when you go into a city, a municipality, a jurisdiction that is by and large controlled by Republicans or conservatives, common sense conservatives, you don't have this. It's more of an aberration. But when you go to the Los Angeleses, when you go to the New York Cities, when you go to the Detroits, the Seattles, the Portlands, the Atlantas, all of those which are controlled by a Democrat establishment, you see this tremendous upheaval because there is a disrespect for the rule of law and for law enforcement. So, of course, law enforcement, these police officers, these men and women are not stupid people. They're on the front line. They are literally the thin blue line that protects us between anarchy and lawlessness and a peaceful society. And they're leaving. And as I said in the article, just like common sense people, they don't want to be the only one standing in the room looking for a chair when the music stops. They are going to mass migrate to what I refer to as political zones, meaning states and cities and areas where people appreciate and respect their work. And those places that they've left, there's going to be a huge void. And so the question, the rhetorical question is, what is that void going to be filled with in the future?
What is that void going to be filled with in the future? Dr. Ron Martinelli, and it is a privilege here to bring voices and common sense like Dr. Ron to the airwaves, to you all out there. Some profound discussion today, some really, really profound and deep, deep discussion for all of us to not only think about, but to take to action. You know, the outstanding article where Dr. Ron talks about the disunited states of America here and the 12 barometers of trouble, which we touched on a little bit there. It is a bit of a roadmap, but also a warning sign to the nation that we are in some perilous moments here and some uncharted waters. And we are going to have to take some drastic steps to right this ship. Now, let me draw out for you the plan here, people, so we know what we're doing, okay? The steps we will need to take will be between, the first step is between now and November 3rd. Our country will go on after November 3rd. An asteroid doesn't hit on November 3rd. It doesn't all expire on the 4th. So this country will go on in some capacity, whatever it's going to be. I just hope it's not going to be a slow death, because that's exactly what could happen if you put the Marxists in there and you allow the rest of this to uncrumble. Those who are going to try to look for a new normal, they're going to have a normal that they're not going to recognize, but they're going to accept it because they don't have a flipping choice. Do you get what I'm talking about, people? You see? So when Ron says at the end of this article here, what course will you chart for America? So let's ask that question to all of us here today. What course will we chart for America? What course? What is it? What are we going to do? He goes on to say this: only Americans and not politicians have the ability to chart our nation's future course. Now think about those words right there, people. So for those who are at home and in their lives and in their businesses and think that the political leaders have it all figured out and that they're going to chart the course, you're wrong. The movement and the power is with you out there. It is the power of the vote. It is the power of your passion. It is the power of your patriotism. That's the power, people, that are going to bring this through. Who knows? Maybe I'll run for president in 2024. Who knows? It's time to get involved and get loud.